垂死柳树下。
In the name of Jesus, we shall continue our sermon on meditation under the tamarisk tree.
我们看到神对我们信仰之主的应许。
We have seen the promise of God to the father of faith, Abraham.
我们也看到亚伯拉罕断绝过去的这种信心。
We have also seen the faith which enabled Abraham to cut away from his source of life.
他对神的呼召马上跟随。
And his immediate response to God's calling.
然后我们也看到你对亚伯拉罕的应许是土地跟子孙。
And we have also seen that the promise of God to Abraham is land and people and descendants.
但是马上第一关亚伯拉罕在土地的应许上面就失败了。
But immediately, Abraham failed in regard to land.
但是在哪里失败，神也让我们在哪里得到长进。
But where we failed, where God will help us grow in faith.
亚伯拉罕在土地上面失败了，他就在那里已经得到长进。
Where Abraham failed in regard to the land, he grew in faith.
那接下来呢，就是还有子孙的这个考验。
And next, there is also the test in regard to his descendants.
神应许他说要有给他子孙。
God promised him that he will be abundant with descendants.
这时候对这件事情对亚伯拉罕应该是一个锥心之痛啊。
To Abraham, this must have been a heart-wrenching pain.
我们看创世纪第十一章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 11.
创世纪十一章第三十节。
Genesis 11 verse 30.
创世纪十一章第三十节。
Genesis 11 verse 30.
撒来不生育，没有孩子。他拉带着他的儿子亚伯兰和他的孙子，他的儿子罗德并他的儿妇，那个。亚伯兰的妻子撒来出了迦勒底的乌尔，要往迦南地去。所以我们看出来，亚伯拉罕他本来在乌尔就没有生孩子了，也不会生孩子了。
We can see from this verse that Sarah was barren even when she was back in the land of Ur.
所以在被神呼叫之前呢，撒来就是一个条件很差的人。
So before Abraham was called by God, his wife was actually barren.
撒来本来就不生孩子了。
She could not bear any children.
也没有孩子，她不会生也没有。
She couldn't bear any children and she didn't have any.
神偏偏要呼召这样一个很恶劣条件的人来承受他的应许。
And as a matter of fact, God chose such a woman in such bad condition to receive this promise.
神给他应许是说他孩子要像天上星地上沙。连一个孩子都没有的人，神这样给他这么大的应许，这是很大的一个对比啊。
What God promised Abraham and his wife is that their descendants shall be as numerous as the star in heaven and sand in the seashore, and that was a promise to such a barren woman.
所以神的应许有时候是超越人类这个历史客观条件的。
And that's why the promise of God sometimes transcends.All rationale in human history.
刚开始的时候，亚伯拉罕没有讲什么话，他就相信了，就出来了。
At the very beginning, Abraham didn't say a word about it and came out of Ur.
在等的时候，等，就说他刚开始出来的时候75岁了。
At the time when he got out of Ur, he was 75 and he waited and waited.
他的太太65岁啊。
His wife was 65.
开始有信心，但是越来可能信心。越动摇了，65岁老婆婆还要生孩子吗？
Initially, they may have a lot of faith, but as the days went by, at age 65, they doubted if they were going to have a son.
所以他们也有预备了。
So they didn't prepare.
在当时呢，那个如果家里自己没有孩子，自己的哥哥弟弟的孩子也可以过继当成孩子。
And in those times, if a couple does not have a child, then the child or the children of their siblings could become their own children.
所以亚伯拉罕他出了哈兰之后往迦南地，他只有带他的太太跟这个他的这个侄儿，就是罗德。
So Abraham took Lot and his wife out of war.
那当这个罗德离开他到了索托玛之后呢，后来就遭池鱼之殃，就打仗被人家抓去了。
When Lot moved into the city of Sodom, the city was attacked, and so Lot was in trouble.
这时候亚伯兰心好像自己的孩子也很着急啊。
And Abraham, because Lot was his own nephew, was very worried about him.
他就带着家里面所有生下来可以打仗的出去，就把他的以爱心、以勇敢、以他的智慧，把他的那个侄儿救回来了。
So with his wisdom and intelligence, Abraham brought along the members of his household, went into the city of Sodom and rescued Lot.
但是他打仗把他侄儿救回来，他侄儿也没有回头啊。
But after rescuing Lot, Lot didn't return to God.
因为那个索多玛王要人要得很紧啊。
Because the king of Sodom wanted him.
其实亚伯拉罕那时候可能也想说，如果侄儿再回到我身边，是应该是也不错的。
But in fact, I think Abraham must have thought that it would be good for Lot to return to him.
但是索多玛王对亚伯拉罕说了，说你把人口给我，人给我了。
But the king of Sodom said, "Please, give me the people, the men."
二十一节了哈，十四章二十一节。
14:21.
索多玛王要人。
The king of Sodom said to Abraham, "Give me the person."
当然，罗德跟着回索多玛去了。
And so Lot returned to Sodom.
他说：“这财物可以给你。”
But the king of Sodom said, "Take the goods for yourself."
索多玛王若是恶者是魔鬼的话，魔鬼可以给你赚很多钱啊，但是要你的命。
If king of Sodom can be compared to Satan, then Satan could also give you a lot of wealth.But he wants your life.
撒旦对耶稣的那个试探也是这样，你拜我一下，拜我一下就好，这世界荣华富贵都给你，所以你赚大钱的不一定是神的祝福啊。
And that's exactly what happened in the temptation of Jesus Christ when Satan asked Jesus to bow down to him and all the things of the world will be given him. And so it is not really a blessing if we make a lot of money.
撒旦也可以应许你赚大钱啊。
Satan can promise you great wealth.
那个在埃及他们亚伯兰下埃及，那个法老王也给他很多的金银财宝。
When Abraham went down to Egypt, Pharaoh likewise gave him a lot of wealth.
所以给财宝的不只是神啊，那个魔鬼可以给你很多财宝，但是要你的命啊。如果你命没有了，那你这个财宝你不用感谢了。
So God is not the only one who will give wealth to people. Satan does that too, and if it's the latter, then he will also want your life as well.
索多玛人。索多玛的王要人要紧紧的，所以这个罗德跟着去了。
So since the king of Sodom wanted the persons, Lot had to follow him back to the city of Sodom.
就说亚伯兰心里可能是很惆怅的。
At that time, Abraham must have felt a subtle sense of sorrow.
有没有孩子
？He didn't have a son.
那可能的希望就罗德当儿子，你不跟我回来。
And the last ray of hope seemed to lie.In Lot, who didn't want to return to him.
我们怎么知道这样的事情呢
？How do we know such a thing?
我们看十五章第一节。
Let's turn to 15:1.
这件事情之后，这事就是说他去救了那个罗德回来，那罗德又没有跟他回来。这件事情之后呢，神在异象中有话对亚伯兰说：“亚伯兰，你不要惧怕，我是你的盾牌，必大大的赏赐你。”
These things refer to the fact that after rescuing Lot, Lot refused to return to Abraham. And in this instance, after these things, the word of the Lord came to Abraham in a vision saying, Do not be afraid, Abraham, I'm your shield, your exceedingly great reward.
你会感觉很奇怪呢，那个这时候亚伯兰怕什么？
And at this moment, we may be wondering why Abraham was afraid.
他因为你看那个五王跟四王打仗，那个四王都被他打败了。他怕什么？以武力来讲的话，当地人都应该怕他。他怕什么
？If in the battle of the five kings versus the four kings, Abraham was able to triumph, how strong would he be to fight against anyone else？
他不是怕敌人，他也不是怕没有土地，他怕的是什么？就是第二节他讲的。
And so he wasn't fearing any enemy or not getting any piece of land. Instead, he was afraid. As in verse 2.
你不要怕，我要当你的盾牌，大大赏赐你。这时候亚伯兰满肚子的苦水，这时候吐出来了。And
verse 2, Abraham told God his sorrow.
亚伯兰说：主神啊，我既没有孩子，那你还赐我什么呢？ 并且要承受我家业的是大马士人以利亚。那亚伯兰又说：“你没有给我儿子啊，那在我家里的就是我的后裔了。”所以这时候，我们看到他的语气是很无奈的。So
we can see that his tone of voice was one of exasperation.
他跟神对答了，神说：“你不要怕，我要大大赏赐给你。”他说：“赏什么事啊？一个孩子都没有，赏什么事？”
God told Abraham, I am your shield, your exceedingly great reward. But Abraham answered, O God, what will you give me, seeing I go childless, and the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus?
亚伯兰心里所挣扎就是说，我到现在还没有一个儿子啊。
Abraham's struggle in his heart is that he was childless.
他怕的是说，神的应许怎么一直都没有呈现呢？
He was afraid that God's promise has not been fulfilled.
那怎么这样子呢？
Why is that so?
那神你还说什么祝福咯，应许咯，那个有什么用？孩子一个都没有。
Then what use is it if you promise all these things and yet I do not even have a son?
有一个先生很荒诞。
There was a husband who was wanton.
然后他太太在家实在很辛苦了，后来他们好了哈，然后在 钱也都不拿回来，那有时候回来打太太，然后家里有什么东西拿去卖，那他太太是在家里面很辛苦哦。And
before they reconciled, the husband would take the money out of the house and beat the wife up.
他先生以为他的太太还有很多私房钱呢，其实都被他吃光了。And
the husband thought that his wife has a lot of money in her own savings account, so actually, that was not the case.
这发生在台湾的事情了哈。然后他的先生每次回来就是炸他的太太，啊，太太每次有时候跟人家借钱呢，怕万一拿不到钱，他先生会打他。那他先生以为他很多私房钱。
This case happened in Taiwan, and every time the husband went back home, he would ask his wife for money, and his wife had to borrow sometimes, and so the husband thought She still had a lot of money. Then all of a sudden, it dawned on him of what he had done when his friends departed from him.
那他就回家，他说回家一定要对太太很好。So
he returned home and promised himself to treat his wife well.
那他一到回家，他就跟他太太说道歉啊，然后 就和好了，和好完之后，他说：“我们今天庆祝一下，在台中的来来饭店。说今天走，我们去那个吃个吃大来饭店吃，就吃大餐。”And
so he went back home to reconcile with his wife and suggested that they go to one of the most luxurious hotel to celebrate.
他太太说：“我连口袋一毛钱都没有。”And
his wife told him, "I don't even have a cent."
你不知道这几年多么难过的过。
Don't you know that these few years have been very difficult for me?
他太太马上大哭啊,
and his wife cried.
非常委屈啊,
she suffered a great deal.
他不讲说吃大餐没有关系, 一讲大哭。
Upon mentioning going out for a good meal,
这时候亚,
his wife cried.
亚伯兰就像这位太太一样,
and at this moment, Abraham was just like this wife.
神说要大大赐福给他, 他说一个儿子都没有, 赐什么福?
And God told him that he would give him the promise, and yet Abraham said, well, I don't even have a child. What good is the promise?
第三节，这神他对神也蛮有抱怨的。Verse
3, Abraham complained against God.
他说，你没有给我儿子了，你都是你的错嘛。Look,
you have given me no offspring. It's all your fault.
对不对？你没有给我儿子，然后你又应许我，然后我等了那么久。
Look, you give me no offspring, and yet you have promised me all this, and I've been waiting all this while.
这全你错，那你错没有关系。亚伯这时候又自己很聪明啊。But
despite he complained to God, he was also very smart.
他说：“那生在我家的人就是我的后裔了。”
And so he said, Indeed, one born in my house is my heir.
我们看亚伯兰他在这里呢，自求多福，自找出路。
So we can see from verse 3 that Abraham tried to sort his own way out.
神，你没有给我，那我就自己想咯，有样看样，没样自己想。我想出一个方法，就是说罗德不来了，对不对？那在我家生的，那就是这个啊，我家的仆人，那就当我的儿子啦，也可以啊，在当时法律也可以。他自己想出一个方法来。
So if God has not shown him anything, he would think up things for himself. And so he thought he would justhave one born in his household to be his heir.
他就把这个大马色人以以谢，就是他的老仆人总管，以后老了这个老仆人，要把他立成自己儿子了。但神说不是啦。
And so, he wanted to have Eliezer, his old servant, to become his heir. But as a matter of fact, God didn't want that.
第四节神跟他讲
，Verse four，
说这个人不会成你的后裔了。你本身所生的才成为你的后裔，所以他就亚伯兰可能要记住了，你本身所生的才是你的后裔。
So in verse 4, the word of the Lord came to him saying, this one shall not be your heir, but one who will come from your own body shall be your heir.
好，他一定会跟太太讲说，神说这个仆人不算，要我生的才是。
And I believe, Abraham must have told his wife that the one who is bornfrom my own body will be our heir.
啊，他也相信哦。
So Abraham believed.
第六节，亚伯兰就相信神的话啦，那神就以他为义啦，所以他也是可以可教之子啊。
Verse 6, and he believed in the Lord, and he accounted it to him for righteousness. And so Abraham was teachable.
亚伯兰本来是要用自己的仆人当作儿子。
Abraham wanted to have one of his servants to become his heir.
所以可见他在这个子孙的这个应许上面，他动摇了。
And so we can see his faith in God's promise of his numerous descendants was shaken.
但是现在神说，不是你本身所生的才是你的儿子。
But the Lord told him that the one who will come out from his own body shall be his heir.
亚伯兰用过了一次小聪明。
So Abraham used his little intelligence he had.
现在换他太太了。
Now it's his wife's turn.
我们看十六章第一节。
16:1.
他们夫妻已经商量很久了，这他太太已经想破头，到底要怎么办？太太，我是这么老了，越来越老，也不每过一天生孩子的机会就少一天了。
The couple must have tried all sorts of ways to have children, and now Sarai, being advancing years, must be thinking of a way out.
十六章第一节又开始又重新的重述了。亚伯兰的妻子撒来不给他生儿女，撒来有一个使女咯，名叫夏甲咯，是埃及人咯。第二节
，verse 2，
就说撒来就动了小聪明呢，既然是从我先生生的，那这样子咯，撒来就对亚伯兰说了，神使我不能生咯，这是客观环境的不容许啦，好、哦，那求你和我的使女同房，或者可以因他得孩子，那这个。亚伯兰，人家不是说听太太的话会大富贵吗？他真的听了、啊。
So in this instance, Abraham listened to his wife's words.
听了之后，马上亚伯兰就听从了撒来的话。第三节、啊，于是亚伯兰的妻子撒来从使女埃及人夏甲给了丈夫为妾。那时亚伯兰在那个迦南地已经十年了，等了十年没有啊，所以。这个撒来就想出这个方法。
So we can see from verse 3 that Abraham had dwelt 10 years in the land of Canaan, and without a child, they thought of a new method to do it.
我们看在神的应许上面，亚伯兰不是听神的话，而是听人的话。
So we can see that even with the promise of God, Abraham listened not to God's words but to his wife's word.
他们好像要替神想出一道方法来。
It seems almost that they try to devise a method or a plan for God.
但是呢，第四节啊，亚伯兰与夏甲同房，夏甲就怀孕了。哇，这时候他们已经感谢的。
Verse 4, so he went into Hagar and she conceived, and Abraham must have gave thanks at this instance.
撒来马上说：“你看，听太太的话，马上大富贵。你看，你一听呢，马上应验了。你看，现在要从你生有孩子了。”
And Sarai must have said to Abraham, "Look, now that she has conceived."We will have a child.
果效真快啊，马上怀孕。
It's so effective.
那撒来可能自己赞美一番了，你看看，我还是行吧。
and Sarai would have commanded herself for thinking about such a plan.
那他们这时候想说, 哎呦, 幸好我们下, 上次有去那个埃及, 下埃及, 不然就没有死女了。
And Abraham must have thought to himself, it's good that we are down in Egypt, so I have this maid servant Hagar to have a child.
他们不晓得这都是一连串的错误连在一起啊。
But they should have realized that this is the consequence of a series of mistakes.
这完全不是神的应许, 也不是神的计划。
This is not in God's will nor in His plan.
有时候以人意在做事情也好像, 诶, 蛮顺的, 诶, 像你所想的也这样做得顺顺的。
At times we follow our own will and we are still successful.
但是我们知道, 这个孩子生下来, 成为现在以色列人跟阿拉伯人最大的, 不但带来历史, 那个当时家庭的风波, 也带来历史的悲剧啊。
But we know that this child, Ishmael, is actually the cause of discord between Israelites and Arabs today, as well as family disharmony in Abraham's times.
一怀孕马上家里风波了。
Immediately after she conceived, there were problems in the family.
在这里面所讲的就是 地都担当不起的事情，就是地没有办法承受的事情，在这里发生了。
Proverbs describes that some disasters are so bad that even the earth could not bear it, and this is the incident.
就是使女当祖母了，使女嫁了。
So Hagar became the mistress.
这个使女一怀孕就好像祖母一样啊，就好像出嫁一样。现在她地位高了，所以她就看不起别人了。 这时候像爆发户一样，这地都担当不起的，所以太多爆发户的话，地会沉下去的。
So Hagar became the mistress and despised Sarah, and it was so bad that, as describing Proverbs, even the earth could not bear it.
那撒来有什么方法呢？苦待嘛，所以他也不是什么好，在这个地方也不是什么好人物就是了。
And it seemed almost that Sarai has no choice but to torment this maid servant. And so she was not any good either.
他们夫妻老夫妻两个第六节亚伯兰就这样说，那使女在你手下，你可以任意待她了。啊，那两个夫妻就苦待这个使女了，那把她苦待，就她就逃跑了。
Verse 6, and when Sarai dealt harshly with her, she fled from her presence.
这时候说实在下起来是蛮可怜的。And
in fact, Sarai here was also very pitiful.
就是因为傻啦。 用仁义, 所以害了多少人一起受苦啊。
For Hagar was pitiful, and because of their own little intelligence, they have caused sorrow to many people.
但是神还是爱他们的。
But God still loves them.
神也听见了撒来的苦情啊。
And God also heard the sorrow of Sarah.
神也看顾夏甲, 虽然她是一个骄傲的使女。
And God also protected Hagar, even though she was proud.
圣经说神也听见了她的苦情，并且帮助她。
The Bible says that the Lord saw her sorrow and helped her.
这件事情之后呢，再过了好几年哦，因为那时候十年，再过了十五年了，快要十五年，十四年。After
this incident, several years elapsed before anything else happened, which is about 14 years.
我们看17章第一节。
After they dwell in Canaan.
因为他们怀孕之后生以实玛利，那时候亚伯兰是86岁。
When Hagar gave birth to Ishmael, Abraham was 86 years old.
在经过13年，这当中神一句话都没有讲。
And from that time to 17 verse 1, God didn't speak a word in 13 years.
17章里面亚伯兰已经99岁了。
17 verse 1, when Abraham was 99 years old.
这时候撒来是79岁了。
And Sarai was 86 years old.
89啊。
86 years old. 89, sorry. 17章第一节，亚伯兰年99岁的时候，主向他显现，对他说：“我是全能的，你当在我面前做完全人。” When Abraham was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said to him, I'm Almighty God, walk before me and be blameless.
神是全能的。
God is almighty.
也就是说你要完全相信他，他什么都会做的。
In other words, you should have full trust in him because he can do everything.
你要在神面前做完全人，就是说你要做一个完全顺服的人。
To be a blameless person before God is to one who obeys fully to his command.
你不要老是用自己的小聪明替神在打天下。
Don't ever try to overcome the world with the little intelligence you have.
你看一路来亚伯拉罕跟他太太为神打天下打得遍体鳞伤。
Look at how the couple Abraham and Sarai try to fight against the world and fail.
你看下一集差点太太被侮辱。
When they were down in Egypt, his wife was almost blemished.
他起先可能想要用罗德当儿子，后来用以实玛那个以利以谢就是仆人当儿子，后来又太太又跟他建议跟这使女又生了个孩子。这些都不是。
Since Abraham was childless, he wanted to have Lot as his son, and then Eliezer as his son, and then he would have Hagar to bear him a son, Ishmael. But all these sons are not his heir.
做这些事情都是多余的啦。
All these things are redundant.
但我们可以说，神要训练他们。
Maybe we can say that these are a discipline from God.
这只是过程啊。
This is just a process.
在这过程里面是只是制造一些麻烦而已。
And this process merely creates more problems for Abraham.
对，后来二十二章神要试验他们的考试根本没有用，你那些绘画。
But all these things are irrelevant to the test that God would give to Abraham in chapter 22.
神在这里告诉他，你要我是全能的，你要完全的做完全人，完全的顺服，完全的听我的话。
That's why God here said, I am Almighty God, walk before me and be blameless.
这时候神给他一个决定性的改变。
At this time, God gave him a decisive change.
跟他改名字。
God changed his name.
并且定割礼。
And instituted circumcision.
神跟他说第五节，十七章五节说，你以后不要再叫亚伯兰了，现在要叫做亚伯拉罕。
Verse 5, no longer shall your name be called Abraham, but your name shall be Abraham.
亚伯兰是一国之，就是一国之父，就是国的父。那你现在不要，要叫做多国之父。
Abraham means the father of a nation, but Abraham means a father of many nations.
那本来昨天叫亚伯兰，今天早上他太太起来要说要改名字咯，本来是说国父啊，那现在要说多国之父啊，那隔壁人已经听到哇，这个这家人可能想孩子想疯了。
So can you imagine if Sarai were to call her husband Abraham today and to call him Abraham tomorrow, and the neighbor would be thinking that they would be thinking about thinking for a child so bad that they would call his own husband a father of many nations.
99岁的改名字改多国之父，取个多国之父这名字来过过瘾啊。
How can somebody who is 99 years old without a child be named a father of many nations?
隔壁的人可能不会讲出来，但是已经笑在心里了，说这个老夫，这两个老夫可能那个也差不多了哈，那也没有孩子，怎么是这个样子的呢？
Their neighbors must be laughing in their own hearts that they are so old already and about to pass away. Why are they still thinking about having a son or even descendants?
怎么忽然变成多国之父，一个孩子都没有呢？
How can he be a father of many nations when he was childless?
他太太一样，隔天起来，他亚伯兰改名字咯，不能叫不能叫撒来啦，要叫撒拉啦。
And likewise with his wife, Sarai was to be called Sarah.
撒拉就是多国之母啦。
And Sarah is the mother of many nations.
还真是这两个父，一个多国之父配上多国之母，没有一个孩子。
And the father of many nations and the mother of many nations don't have a child.
那在当时，如果用当时可能社会比较开放，可以你到乡下去，如果有时候用叫的啊，叫某某人回来哦，你叫多国之父回来啊，或是说多国之母回来吃饭了，那他们笑死了。
And in those times, people are more open-minded and they would call them by their name. So can you imagine if they call a father of many nations or a mother of many nations to come have a meal. That would be such a laughable matter.
Let's read 17
verse 11. Verse 17.
亚伯拉罕就俯伏在地，心里喜笑，心里说：“一百人还能生孩子啊？”所以不只是我们笑啊，亚伯拉罕自己也偷笑啊，他不敢对谁笑，他趴在地上偷笑。So
not only did his neighbors laugh at him, Abraham himself fell on his face and laughed.
他感觉很好笑，他笑神说：“为什么好像玩这个游戏一样？” 但是他也有信心了，好吧，就改个名字吧，多国之父就多国之父，多国之母就多国之母，就这样叫啦。
And Abraham must have laughed at how this instant looked almost like a game. And he was even renamed a father of many nations and his wife a mother of many nations.
所以他感觉好好玩啊，就趴在地上偷笑。
So he felt so funny and fell down on his face and laughed.
他先偷笑，然后等一下呢，他太太也是会偷笑的啦。And
his wife did the same.
所以后来神就给他们请客了。
Thank God went to their place and have them treat him.
哦，十八章，
chapter 18.
要不然就接待天使啊，其中就是有一个是神嘛。And
so in chapter 18, Abraham show hospitality to the three messengers of God, one of which is God.
那亚伯兰在这里是真忙，他忙进忙出，忙进忙出，教会最后就站在那里啊服侍他们。And
in chapter 18, Abraham was very busy in and out, and finally he stood by them to take care of them.
所以十八章一节到第十八节，从一个静静的在热的天气，好像很热的、很冷的一个状况，到第八节，哇，这当中忙得要命。但是呢，我们看。 里面还要放学，那你还要准备，所以神也是蛮有耐心的，就等着他们吃了。然后现在的人我看不用了，买个麦当劳比较快。So
can you imagine Abraham ran into the herd, took a tender and good calf, give it to a young man, and he hastened to prepare it. And that would have taken a long time to prepare a meal for the guests. Whereas today, if we were hungry, we would just go to McDonald's.
神等着他们。
So God waited for him.
那亚伯兰，你有没有等神啊？
But did Abraham waited for God? Wait for God.
那神赐了他之后，就跟他应许说，明年这个我还要在这里，你Sarah要生一个那个孩子了。And
then God said, I will certainly return to you according to the time of life, and Sarah, your wife, shall have a son.
当时社会是男人在外面，女人在里面。 那女人在里面也好奇啊，所以只要躲在门后面偷听啦。In
those times, the man will be outside, and the woman will be in the tent. But Sarah was curious, and so she stood by the tent and listened.
那听他外面那些男人在讲什么呢？So
she was listening in the tent door, which was behind him.
听说我明年要生孩子。And
then she overheard that she was going to have a child the next year.
18章12节啊。
Chapter 18, verse 12.
创世纪18章12节。
Genesis 18, verse 12.
莎拉心里就暗笑了，他们两个夫妻一人笑一次。Therefore,
Sarah laughed within herself.
心里暗笑，感觉好好笑了。他说：“我即将衰败，我主也年老，怎么有这个事情？”他在里心里暗笑，不敢笑出来。因为就隔壁就隔着帐幕，就隔着一个幔子，就那个人啊，不好意思。
Saying, after I have grown old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord, being also? So even though she was in the tent, she was laughing at herself and also at the person who spoke about it.
那神也很有意思啦，十三节，神也没有跟说撒来出来，你怎么偷笑？神跟那亚伯兰说，撒来为什么暗笑我？暗笑说我已经年迈了，果真有事呢。神对亚伯兰讲，即使是讲给撒来听的啦。
Verse 13, and the Lord said to Abraham, why did Sarah laugh, saying, shall I surely bear a child since I'm old? Actually, the Lord was speaking to Sarah.
就吓一跳，他就害怕了，不承认哦。
So verse 15, Sarah was astonished and he denied it.
说我、哦、根本没有笑啊，他说有了，你笑了，你以为我没看见啊？
I did not laugh, for she was afraid. And he said, no, but you did laugh.
他可能没有笑在嘴巴里面，但是心里暗笑了。
Maybe she didn't laugh.On her face, but she laughed.
所以到这时候，我们看他们根本信心。你说这时候他们当信心之父啊，那还好远哦。
So you can see that they were very far away from being a father of faith.
但是他们有一颗顺服的心。
But they were obedient.
真的，到第二年他们就生了。
Indeed, the very next year, they had a son.
所以我们看亚伯拉罕他的信心也是起伏的。
So we can see the fluctuating faith of Abraham.
对土地一样子，对子孙也是这样子。
Toward the promise of land and descendants, he wavered in his faith.
他真的是因为在应许之后要等待啊。
Because they had to wait even after the promise of God.
你看神跟应许之后经过了25年了。
Just imagine, it was only after 25 years that the promise of God was fulfilled.
25年神没有跟他讲几句话。
In those 25 years, God didn't speak much to him.
神都是沉默时候比较多啊。
God was silent most of the time.
神的沉默对他们来讲，他们就慌啊。
God's silence made them worry.
他们就开始自己找办法了。
So they began to think of different ways to solve the problem.
用自己的头脑来替神想方法。
They used their intelligence to think of ways for God.
所以亚伯兰恨得头破血流，你看他一生家庭发生了很多的不幸啊。
That is why Abraham suffered a great deal, and his family had to go through a lot as well.
尤其亚伯拉罕，若我们就是从夏甲生的这个孩子，到最后让他心里很忧愁啊。
And after Hagar gave birth to that son, Sarah was sorrowful in her heart.
他本来对这个土地对以后没有什么好忧愁，但是呢就是这个孩子让他忧愁。
She actually had nothing to worry about, but this son made her worry.
如果我们看创世纪21章，
If we turn to Genesis 22
11节，创世纪21章11节，
Genesis 21 verse 11，
这里我们看出来这一段是亚伯拉罕心里好像被刀割的那个疼痛的感觉。
And this instance shows us that Abraham was almost cut by knife.
十一节，亚伯拉罕因他儿子的缘故很忧愁，不是忧愁而已啊，非常忧愁。
And the matter was very displeasing in Abraham's sight because of his son.
在这个信仰之父的家里面也有家庭风波啊。
And even in the household of the father of faith, there were difficulties.
这风波是怎么来的？
How did these difficulties come about?
是在软弱当中自己带来的。
Abraham brought these difficulties upon himself into his weaknesses.
他几乎没有办法收拾。
And there was no way out.
但是这时候，他本来以为夏甲，这是本来以为说是这是神的应许啊。
At first, he thought that was God's promise.
现在还是没有用啊，要赶出去了。
But now he had to chase him out.
所以人的自己想出来的方法对神国有时候是没有用，多带来烦恼而已啊。
So oftentimes the plans that we devise ourselves are useless in the kingdom of God.
你只是带来神国的扰乱，没有带来神国的那个祝福。
You are just bringing chaos into the kingdom of God.
最后这个夏甲生了，他们本来很高高兴兴生了孩子，现在怎么样，神说赶出去了。
So originally they were very pleased that Hagar gave birth to this son, but now they have to chase this son out of the house.
空高兴，空劳苦。
So they were happy and were sorrowful for nothing.
那神设计，神也安慰他了，神总是安慰人的。
Verse 12, God is always the comforter.
这时候亚伯拉罕心里那么愁苦的，主那个神也不忍心再骂他了。
God no longer want to reprimand him because he was sad.
有时候我自己想，如果让我当神的话，至少数落这亚伯兰数落两句。
I sometimes tell myself when I read this passage that I would chastise him first before I comfort him.
你看，自作聪明吧。
Look.
自找麻烦，你看。 现在还不是要赶出去。
Look, you're just keeping trouble on yourself. Now you even have to chase him out.
不听话，你看，就是结果就这样子了。但神没有，神对亚伯兰说：“你不必为这童子跟和你的使女忧愁啊。”神来安慰他，实在是神太慈爱了。Instead,
God said to Abraham, "Do not let it be displeasing in your sight because of the lad or because of your bondwoman."
神慈爱的，但是神也是公义的。神的应许，这样就这样，在神在慈爱里面把这个下家的孩子赶出去了。
But while God is merciful, He was also just. So in His justice, He had to ask Abraham to send His son out.
他说：“撒拉对你所说的话，你都应该做了哈。那从以撒生的才是要称你的后裔，只有以撒生的才对了。虽然神也是爱。” 既然生下来，神也是照顾这个以斯玛利。虽然亚伯兰也是很疼这个以斯玛利，但是呢，他不是应许当中生的，没有用。
And God continued to say to Abraham, "Whatever Sarah has said to you, listen to her voice, for in Isaac your seed shall be called." Even though Abraham also loved Ishmael, and yet he was not the one to be his heir.
神说你要听撒拉的话。
God said, "Whatever Sarah has said to you, listen to her voice."
撒拉怎么讲呢?
Then what did Sarah said?
我们看21章第10节。
21:10.
撒拉是对亚伯兰说：“你把这使女和她的儿子赶出去。”
Verse 10. Therefore she said to Abraham, "Cast out this bond woman and her son."
这个是很凶猛的，赶出去。
That was something very severe to do.
亚伯兰还是说好撒说歹，还是以斯玛利的爸爸。
No matter what, Abraham was Ishmael's father.
14节。
Verse 14.
亚伯兰清早起来，他心里很沉重的，拿饼和一袋一皮带水给下家，然后呢，这个你在原文或是在英文或是什么翻译都是一样的，打发他走了，打发就是说差遣他走，不是像他的太太所讲的把他。 赶走，而是打发他走。Verse 14
says Abraham sent her away. Actually, Abraham didn't chase them out; he sent them away.
把他赶走跟打发他走是完全不一样。打发呢，在圣经里面常常是先知被神打发，就是有目的的被差遣、被差走。然后呢，打发也是有时候是有感情的啦。To
be chased out and to be sent away are quite two different things. For instance, God may send or ask some prophets to go out to do his work.
当然是没记载说亚伯兰流眼泪啊，但是这时候亚伯兰应该眼泪流在心里面。当他把这个孩子交给下家那个时候，真是交出去那个手，实在是让人不敢看的一个景面。The
Bible never records that Abraham cried in this instance, but I'm sure he must have, especially when he gave Ishmael to Hagar.
所以我们看一路上来用自己聪明所做的这事情呢，不但没有用，反而惹来很多的麻烦。So
we can see that all these things were the consequence of exercising his little intelligence.
当然，如果这25年来亚伯兰都没有用小聪明的话，那也没有这些故事给我们读了。But
of course, if in the course of the 25 years he didn't devise anything for himself, then we won't have these stories to read.
当他亚伯兰栽了这棵那个垂死柳树的时候，他已经回想我们刚刚所讲的这一切过去。So
when Abraham was planting the tamarisk tree, he must have thought about all these things we had discussed.
他想想人生，自己的小聪明用太多了。He
thought about his life and thought that he has used a little too much of his own intelligence.
这现在这一切都过去了。Now
that all of these things have passed.
虽然过去有很多的伤痕，但是神也要医治啊。Despite
all the scars in the past, God will heal him.
坐在垂死柳树下，重新的在想神的话。So
under the tamarisk tree, he began to ponder over God's word.
所以在21章的最后这边，他中了垂死柳树，在那边求告神，永生神的名。这时候，他的信仰已经定下来了。So
at the point when Abraham planted a tamarisk tree in Beersheba, and there call on the name of the Lord, the everlasting God, It is at this point that he had a stable faith.
所以22章, 这些事之后, 神看见说, 你这个人也可以来考试了。And
so after this point, God thought him worthy to take the test.
神说要试验亚伯拉罕。
God wanted to test him.
考生只有一个人, 所以就, 哦, 用叫的, 所以神就说, 亚伯拉罕, 他说, 我在这里。
Since there is only one student to test, God said, Abraham, and he said, Here I am.
所以如果考生一个人的话, 那个考题用口述的就可以了。
If there is only one student to test, you just need to relate your questions or your test orally.
神给他题目只有一条而已。
There is only one question.
说你带着你的儿子,
Take now your son.
那最主要是说, 把他献在摩利亚山上。
And go to the land of Moriah.
然后呢, 神也知道哦, 神也在跟他描述他儿子是什么儿子。
God wanted him to take his son, the only son, his beloved son, and to go up to Mount Moriah.
如果你有10个儿子, 神叫你献一个的话, 当然也是很痛啦, 不是说就不痛啦, 但是呢, 总比一个献一个, 应该是 还可以忍受一点点。
And the pain of offering up your son among the 10 sons you have will be much less than if you were to offer up your only son.
如果10个手指头掉一个的话, 当然是没有人愿意了, 总比你只有一根手指头, 神要把你砍断, 那不是更糟糕吗?
If you have 10 fingers and you lost one, the pain would not be nearly as much if you were to have one finger and this one finger is chopped off.
那这个儿子独生的, 但是如果这个独生的, 你只有一个手指头, 这个手指头也烂掉了, 那砍掉有时候也是不太心痛的。
And also, if this finger of yours is no good, so even though it's cut away, you may not feel as much pain.
如果这个儿子是毁类, 这个儿子是乱七八糟, 不孝, 然后胡作非为, 那不是所爱的, 虽然是痛在, 心里面也不会那么痛。
Likewise, if Abraham's son were to be a very mischievous young lad, Abraham might not have feel as much pain to offer him up to God.
神知道你的儿子不但是儿子是独生的，不但是独生的，而是你所爱的。
God knew that Isaac was not only his son, he was his only son and beloved son.
要把他献上。
But Abraham offered him.
献上不是在你家后院子。
But Abraham didn't offer his son at his backyard.
要往摩利亚山去。
He had to offer him in the land of Mount Moriah.
特定的一个地方。
A designated place.
你又说想说神你怎么这么挑剔, 我要献儿子还要走那么远, 他走了3天才到的了, 在这里不行吗?
If we were in Abraham's shoes, we would think to God, why is it so troublesome? I have to travel 3 days to go there to offer my son. Why not just do it here?
我要献啊, 你为什么还这个样子, 让我这样那么老了, 还要带这个, 还要走那么远?
I'm willing to offer up my son, and why is it that you're making my life difficult?
神的旨意就是这样子。
But that is the will of God.
我们可能可以给神很多的楼梯下, 不要让神下不了梯了, 下不了街了, 但是呢, 神的命令, 我们有时候是不需要听他解释的, 神这样你就照做就是了。
We may give a lot of excuses for God's will or God's deeds, and yet we do not have to do that.
我们在信仰里面有很多神的命令，神的旨意， 哦, 神救人的方式, 我们有时候用人的方式要替神这样解释那样解释, 合理解释, 有时候越解释越糟糕, 不用神这样就这样子。
Many times we try to justify or rationalize many things that God do, but that is not necessary at all.
这时候亚伯罕已经完全了。
At this time, Abraham was perfect.
他完全相信。
He perfectly, completely believed.
他一句话都没有讲。
He didn't speak a word.
他没有回应神说, 神啊, 你既然知道他是我的儿子, 也是我独生的, 并且我所爱的, 你为什么要他呢?
He didn't retort to God and say, Well, this is my only beloved son. Why is it that you want me to offer him up to you?
我辛辛苦苦地等了25年, 然后又养他，现在已经大了，可以背柴了，至少17、18岁了，何必这样子呢？你老早不应许我就好啊，不给我孩子好啊，现在又要拿。
Why do you want to promised me this son in first place, if I have been waiting for this son for 25 years, and now that I've raised him up to 17 years of age, where when he can take care of himself.
好像在玩什么游戏啊, 让我空高兴一场啊,
are you just playing games with me?
并且我已经老了,
and also I'm old.
这时候亚伯拉罕一句话都没有讲,
but Abraham didn't say any such thing, but he kept silent.
他出乌尔的时候, 如果是一个断绝过去的一个历史的话, 这个献儿子是断绝未来,
and if in departing from Ur, Abraham cut himself away from his own tribe, in offering his son, he was cutting away his future.
儿子是父母的未来,
a son is the future of the parents.
在当时的社会更是这样子,
and that was even more so back in that time.
你要把儿子献上, 就是把你的未来献上, 你没有未来了, 所以亚伯兰是一个没有未来的人,
to offer up one son is to be without hope in the future, and that was what Abraham was.
但是他晓得, 在人看来没有未来, 但是他的未来在神,
but Abraham knew fully that while there is no future in the eyes of man, there always is a future in God.
他完全顺服就去了,
so Abraham complied completely and went to Mount Moriah.
他的手是勇敢的,
he has strong hands.
我们看第六节,
22章第六节，亚伯拉罕把燔祭的财放在他儿子以撒身上，自己手里拿着火与刀，火跟刀是审判。 So Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering, and that represents judgment.
只有亚伯拉罕才晓得这是审判。
Only Abraham knew that was the judgment.
其他人都不知道。
Others did not know.
我们看以赛亚书66章16节,
let's turn to Isaiah 66 verse
16. 以赛亚书66章16节,
Isaiah 66 verse 16.
以赛亚书66章16节,
Isaiah 66 verse 16.
16节, 因为主在一切有血气的人身上 必以火与刀施行审判，被神所杀的必多。火与刀的连用在圣经里面是神的审判的象征。
So the fire and the sword represent God's judgment.
火烧靠刀，那个刀要砍。
Burn by fire and kill by sword.
所以亚伯兰手里拿着，他还晓得这是神的考试题目。
And so while Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering, he also noticed that that was God's test.
对考试及格来讲，这个考卷是他的带给他恩惠的。对不及格来讲，这就是火与刀，是一个试验，是让他失败的。
And to those who are successful, to take the fire in his hand and a knife is a sign of success. Whereas one who fails, to him that will be judgment.
这时候当然以撒是非常顺服了。
And of course, Isaac at this moment was obedient too.
这时候亚伯拉罕成功了。Abraham
succeeded.
他完全的超越了人间的土地跟子孙的这个考验。Abraham
went beyond the test of land and descendants.
后来他的眼光也真的向东西南北看了。And
his eyesight moved up and looked in all directions.
他不只是趴在地上偷笑。
He no longer fell on the ground and laughed.
神叫他眼睛看天。
God asked him to lift his eyes up.
他真的看天了。
To see heaven.
他不只是看到那些星星代表他的儿女的多，他还看到星星之上的神。
Not only did he see the stars as his descendants as numerous as the stars in heaven, he also see that which is beyond, who is God.
说希伯来书第11章那边给我们一个总结。
So the book of Hebrews 11 gives us a conclusion.
希伯来书11章的第8节到16节就是亚伯拉罕故事我们今天下午两堂课的一个总结。
So Hebrews chapter 11 verses 8 to 11 is the conclusion of our two-part stories.
希伯来书11章第8节到16节,
verses 8 to 16,
这里告诉我们他最后所看到的是什么。
this passage describes to us what Abraham saw.
如果我们从第八节念，我们只知道我们看15节、16节就好。
We'll understand this if we read from verse 8, but we'll read verse 15 and 16 instead.
他们若想念所离开的家乡，还有可以回去的机会。16节，他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡，就是在天上。所以神被称为他们的神，并不以为耻，因为他们已经给他们预备了一座城。那16节就是17节以下，就是他献儿子的故事了。And from verse 17 on,
is the story of how Abraham offered his son.
对土地来讲，他是看到一个天上的家乡。
In terms of the promise of land, he has received a heavenly home.
对子孙来讲，他看到一个复活的神。
In terms of the promise of descendants, he has seen
能够叫人复活的神。
He has seen the God who resurrects people.